This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. In Geneva, the summit is underway. Importantly, it began with smiles from both and a handshake, and even a shared laugh from something passed along via their translators as the two presidents, Joe Biden of the U.S. and Vladimir Putin, found themselves seated a few feet apart beside their respective heads of foreign affairs. Conversations between the two are scheduled to cover abundant issues with little, if anything, expected in the way of a breakthrough. Putin's spokesman Dmitry Peskov had said a few hours before today's Russia-U.S. summit in Geneva, "No, this day cannot become historic, and we shouldn't expect any breakthroughs. The situation is too difficult in Russian-American relations." But he says the two presidents agreeing to meet and speak openly about the problems is already an achievement. Peskov says the issues Russia wants to discuss include arms control, cooperation in regional conflicts, the coronavirus pandemic, and climate change. Meanwhile, yesterday, a group of protesters gathered in Geneva to demand the release of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. The protesters carried posters demanding Navalny's release. Meanwhile, elsewhere in Geneva, a mural popped up showing a smiling Navalny holding his hands in a heart shape with the words, "Hero of our time."
Well, for me, it's important to support Russia in their struggle against the regime. And as a Ukrainian, we do feel the support and, the friendship with the